Good morning. Welcome to our Friday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week, our focus has been on living with the joy of Christmas all the time and different ways that the Bible says we ought to be able to find joy, to experience joy, to share joy. And today we're going to talk and pray about joy, a great joy from faithfulness. And we'll look a little bit about our faithfulness, about the faithfulness of others, and also about the faithfulness of God. And so we're going to dive right in. Our text this morning is 3 John 1:3. It says, "It gave me great joy to have some brothers come and tell about your faithfulness to the truth and how you continue to walk in the truth." John writes of the great joy that he received from the encouraging news that those he had taught, those who had chosen to follow Jesus, those who were influenced by John's example, by his words of truth, were still walking in truth. They were still being faithful in following Jesus, in pursuing the things of God. So I think about that. I think about the incredible ability we have to bring joy to others by our choosing faithfulness as a way of life. Think about those that have taught you, those who have influenced you, that many are maybe not even aware of how much influence they've had in your life, but there are those that likely know that they've been taught by you. And the way we live and the way we act, the way we hold on to the teachings of others is really a reflection of the value that we give them. If someone teaches me something and I ignore it, I choose not to use it, it would be stating in a sense that I don't value their instruction, their view of whatever it is, that I kind of prefer my own way. And we live that way in a lot of things. And sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes not so much. Just because someone gives us advice doesn't always mean it's good advice, doesn't always mean it's advice that we ought to take, but it generally is advice we ought to at least consider and listen to. But when it comes to the things of God, there are those that I've learned from, that I hope and pray that my life brings them great joy as they see my continued walk. There are people that I've had influence over that I've been able to teach. And sometimes I won't see these individuals for a long period of time, and yet when we do cross paths and they talk about how they continue to practice the things that we had talked about, it brings me great joy to know that my example, my words, were not in vain. But I wonder about God. I was talking this past week about how much or how little awe we have of Christ. And thinking specifically of the shepherds and of Mary and Joseph and that scene in the stable. Where Mary treasured or pondered those things in her heart, as the shepherds came and worshiped Jesus, as they told about the message from the angel, as they went out telling everyone they could what they had discovered, they were overwhelmed with awe at the mighty work of God and the way God chose to work that was really, well, unexpected. But it made me wonder about today. In our day-to-day life, do we live with that sense of awe that God is doing the unexpected? That God is at work, that God is present. We gather with others many times at Christmas and we tell the Christmas story. But does it produce awe in our life, or is it simply another telling of the story? And it ought to bring us great joy whenever we consider the faithfulness of God. Just as I suspect it brings Him great joy when He sees our faithfulness. Can you imagine the joy that we have when others walk in the truth because of our influence? How much greater the joy of God to see His children walking in truth? Not only hearing and believing what He says, not only spending time in prayer and His Word, but putting it into practice. Doing the things that we ought to do. Loving and forgiving and repenting and changing and making Jesus known. I think sometimes we get so caught up in the love of God that we lose sight of His desire is that we leave all the sinful desires that we've had behind. It's not just that we quit acting on them, it's that we use the help of His Spirit to crucify them, put them to death. And this great joy that we live with continually grows as we see that the people we influence and instruct are faithful in not only walking in truth, but in pursuing truth and knowing the truth of God's Word and living it. And being aware of the joy that that brings us, it ought to challenge us to pursue a greater walk in truth for ourselves, so that we would bring joy to others. So that God's truth would be visible in us. I think sometimes we talk a lot about God's Word. We talk a lot about the truth of God. But our pursuit of it, our faithfulness of walking in it, isn't where it ought to be. And it not only confuses us, it confuses those that are watching, and those that are listening. As we live life today, we live with the opportunity for great joy because of God's faithfulness to us. We live with the opportunity for great joy because of our faithfulness to what we've been taught. If, in fact, we've been taught accurately. And we live with the opportunity for great joy because of the faithfulness of those that we have influenced. As you spend time praying today, consider what those elements look like in your life. Have you lived a life of faithfulness in such a way that it influences others? And does watching them grow bring you the joy that it ought to bring? Does God's faithfulness to you mean enough that it brings you joy, or is it simply something you take for granted, something you expect? You see, when we realize not only the worthiness of God, we worship Him, and not only the unworthiness of ourselves, but the love of God towards us, we ought to live in awe every day and be filled with great joy because of faithfulness. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love is faithful. It's true. It's always right. It's not always expressed in the way that we think it should be or the way that we want. Sometimes it comes in mercy and forgiveness. Sometimes it comes in rebuke and correction. But it's always just what we need. And Father, help us to grow in the way that we walk in truth, the way that we live truth, the way that we teach truth, the way that we hold up your truth as the way, the life, because Jesus embodies all of that. Father, may we be careful in our faithfulness to the truth. May we be careful in how we use that double-edged sword so that it brings healing and hope and help rather than death and destruction. Father, may we have a great joy as we watch those that we've had influence in their lives to continue to walk in truth. But Father, may our life also be such that it brings great joy to those that have taught us. May we care about others. May we live with a greater sense of awe for just how incredible and awesome and holy that you are. And Father, as we consider this time of year, the miraculous birth of Jesus, that choice to come to earth, to be born and grow up and walk among us and represent you in complete faithfulness. So that he could not only show us how to live, but that he could pay the penalty for my sin. So that we have hope. And Father, may that grasp of that full story increase our awe at this time of year. May it change not only the way we look at you and we look at the events surrounding the Christmas story, but may it change the way we look at ourselves. And so, Father, today, may our representation of Jesus bring us great joy because of your faithfulness, because of our faithfulness, because of the faithfulness of others. Father, today I thank you for watching over my brother David as he had testing at Mayo Clinic yesterday. May you continue to give him a sharp mind to understand the reports as he hears some of those results of the testing today, and that you would give him great peace of knowing that none of this catches you off guard, that while his work and abilities have had to change, that it doesn't mean that you've forgotten him. And may you guide him to a peace about how you'll use even this for your glory and for the furthering of your kingdom. That his walk in faithfulness not only fills him with great joy, but continues to bring great joy to others. Father, for every one of us, whatever we go through today, whether it's something that we enjoy, something that we dread, something that we fear, may we have that peace that surpasses all understanding, knowing that you are in the midst of whatever we face. It's not caught you by surprise, and that you can and that you will use it to spread the great joy of Jesus wherever we go. Father, may we lift him up today so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday morning devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.